Welcome to The Table I Built, where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. Well, hey, family, it's Andrea Walton, and we're back. Season two, a new chapter, a deeper conversation. When I launched this podcast earlier this year, I had no idea how many of us would be walking through the same fire, navigating transition, rebuilding after loss, trying to find our footing after being let go, laid off, pushed out, or simply left behind. But here we are, still building, still standing, still showing up. So let's name it and let's not sugarcoat it. Over 300,000 Black women have exited the workforce in recent months. And that number doesn't even account for the stories behind the statistics, the grief, the quiet layoffs, and restructures. And yes, I was one of them. But I need you to hear this. I wasn't blindsided. I was on the leadership team. I helped make the decisions. I saw budgets, I read forecast, I knew the headwinds. And even with all of that insight, I still found myself in the same storm. That's the part people don't often talk about, is that tension of being a decision maker who also becomes collateral damage. But I'm not here as a victim, and if you know anything about me, that is not where I come from. I'm here as a builder who was fully aware of the cost, and I still had to pay it. So this season opener, it's not about blame, it's about truth, strategy, and it's about what we do now. So a word to every woman, and especially Black women who have been laid off, demoted, pushed out, or quietly exited from rooms she helped fill. This episode is just for you. For the ones who gave everything and still got that calendar invite. For the ones who sensed the shift before the shift came. For the ones who feel invisible, even though you built the thing. Let me say this plainly to you. You are not crazy. You are not alone. You are not behind. You are in transition. And transition is sacred ground. Now, back in season one, I released an episode called You're Not Lost, You're in Transition. That message has only become more relevant today. You see, there's something holy about being in that in-between. It is where our clarity deepens and sharpens, where our values are refined, where our next chapter begins to take root quietly. But transition is so uncomfortable. I mean, it will shake your confidence, especially if you continue to get rejection emails or you get to the final rounds of interviews and not selected. It will shake your routine, your money, and sometimes your identity. Which is why today I want to offer five ways to navigate this season with strategy, but also some self-compassion. Okay? So get your pen ready or your notes app. Here we go. Number one, acknowledge the loss. Don't rush past it. Layoffs, forced exits, and career pivots bring grief. And grief of identity, grief of purpose, even grief of community. But name it, honor it, and then begin to heal. Number two, audit your skills, not just your resume. So, what else do you know how to do? What do people always come to you for? What have you lived through that others are just learning? That's intellectual property and that has value. Number three, monetize what you know. Can you coach? Can you consult? Can you teach? Write, speak, build. I guess I'm saying don't wait for a job title to validate your expertise. You may be sitting on a business, a workshop, a framework right now. Number four, reframe the narrative. You were not let go because you weren't valuable. You were let go because the system wasn't built to sustain your brilliance long term. That is not on you, but the rebuild is on you. Number five, build while you heal. You don't need to rush into grind mode. I think that's what we do often when we're in these situations, but you can plant seeds while you recover. So journal, pitch, dream, create. Do one small thing a day that reminds you you're still building. So season two is about pulling out more chairs. This season, I will be joined by some visionaries, some underdogs, people who are building not just careers, but legacies. But I had to start with just my voice because I've lived this, not in theory, but in boardrooms and bedrooms, crying into pillows and dry clean suits. If you're listening to this while you're unemployed, underpaid, uncertain, or just unmotivated, you're still at the table. You're still showing up. This is still the table you built. So in closing, the workforce may not always see you, but we see each other. We will not shrink. We will strategize, we will pivot, and we will rise like we always do. Because the table we built isn't, or it wasn't about arrival. It's about purpose. It's about power, and it's about legacy. So, welcome to season two. We're just getting started. I'll see you soon.